Jess in with you this morning. Now, as we've been saying today, there is a warning out from Hunter Local Land Services to be on the lookout for fall armyworm larvae after some were confirmed to be found on a property at East Maitland. To give us some more details, Pastures Officer with HLLS, David Dean, joins me. David, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Now, these armyworm larvae, first of all, explain to us exactly what it is.
It's called a fall armyworm. We have a fair few different armyworms in Australia, but this is an exotic pest. It's mainly from the Americas and the tropics. And the main difference is that it is known to feed on more than 350 plant species. In the local area, particularly sorghum, maize and cotton, and also other grasses and other crops, horticultural crops.
Yep.
So it's the main difference is that it tends to feed on a lot more different plant species.
Yeah. So this fall armyworm, is this something that we've seen in the area before?
This is the first incursion in the Hunter. It started in Australia in early 2020, and it's slowly moved down. It went to Bundaberg, wasn't any further south than Bundaberg, went to Northern Territory in Western Australia, and then there was a single one found in some trapping program near Moree in a close to a sorghum crop,
mm-hmm.
and this is the first confirmation of it in the Hunter.
Yeah. So what, I guess these armyworms are obviously quite destructive. They eat away the crops.
Yes. They moths can lay up to 1 to 200 eggs and they hatch quite quickly. So they can build up their numbers very quickly and then go through the crops.
Yeah. So what is the best advice for landholders at the moment?
The best advice at the moment is to reduce the spread and the impact of this pest is to identify signs and symptoms early. The main things that they'll be looking for is windowing or skeletonisation of the leaves and where the larvae have hatched. And then after that, there'll be small shot holes, and that's caused by the larvae feeding in the developing leaf whorl. This is mainly in sorghum and corn.
Mm-hmm.
What they should do is, if they suspect that they've got the presence of fall armyworm, they should immediately call the exotic plant pest hotline. This is 1-800-084-881.
Yeah.
Also, most cases, the Department of Primary Industries will be able to identify the larvae from clear photographs. So if you can take a clear photograph, which can be sent via an online form or to biosecurity at dpi.newsouthwales.gov.au with your contact details.
Yeah.
If they're a little bit too small, they recommend that you retain the samples with some host crop leaves and allow them to grow to enable photographs to be taken because they're quite hard to identify when they're just quite small, are they?
Yeah. Do you think this has the potential to cause some issues further up the valley, like in the Upper Hunter region?
Seeing that it's in a few different areas, it's been found at various locations across New South Wales, Liverpool Plain, Central West, Moree. So it looks like it will become a seasonal pest, mainly because it won't be able to breed under 10 degrees, so anywhere there's frost. So we're thinking, and it's very mobile on the wing. The moths can travel long distances. They can travel a couple of hundred kilometres on the wing.
Yeah.
So it looks like it will become a very bad seasonal pest.
Yeah. Well, of course, as you said, contact that pest hotline. If you do fear that you may have them on your property, that number 1-800-084-881. We do have all of the information on our website, all of the contact numbers for local LLS and all of that sort of thing. So make sure you go and check that out. There's photos there as well of these armyworms. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you very much.